not always expect to receive a candy bar or a trip to the amusement park for every good deed. It is true that children need encouragement, but they should realise that the reason they worked for the good score on the exams was because learning is important and will help their lives to be better. They should not be thinking, "I am studying hard and getting a good score because my mother promised me new toys or extra money." They will never become truly successful if they are dependent on that candy bar or those new toys.
7. How did teachers in China reward students for doing well?
They may give the best student the title of class monitor. In school, we always had class monitors, and being the monitor meant that we were responsible and trusted people. Often the students need good grades and good reputations or connections to assist them later when they get out of school or wish to get into a good university or college. If a student is exceptional, then at the end of the year or semester, the teacher can write a letter or paper describing the student's good qualities. Such documents may help to prove students' worth or abilities later in life when they are in search of a job.
8. How do bosses in China reward employees for a job well done?
It depends. Sometimes it means extra money, and sometimes it means promotion. But then sometimes the bosses do not reward their employees and simply demand that each worker be giving their best for whatever pay is offered. Chinese are naturally hard workers. It's in their blood. So because of this, the mentality is, they are working for me. They give their best day in and day out because it's their job and duty as humans. On top of that, there are so many people who can work and need work, so there is not much value placed on the employees.
Competition versus cooperation. 9. Which do you think is a better attitude for children to have? A strong spirit of competition or a strong spirit of cooperation with others?
Both. One can be competent, but if they cannot cooperate with others, they will meet with failure in their life. No matter where you go, what position you hold in a company, you will have to work with others, communicate and cooperate with them. If all you are capable of is competition, how can anyone else benefit you? Whatever those children choose to do, they will desperately need both skills.
10. Do you think that too much competition could damage the spirit of cooperation in society?
Of course. By that I mean that competition can eventually lead to war, as has happened on a number of occasions in Central America. If you promote competition so much in comparison to fair play and good sportsmanship, then the wrong values are being espoused. Cooperation is based on working together to help the whole. When you foster this spirit, then you are contributing to society.
11. Some people say that success means being number one and that being number two is valueless. What do you think?
This is really an immature way to look at life. I really believe that you just have to get up and keep trying, no matter who is in first or even second place. Just finishing the race has its rewards. Forget about what others are doing and just get on with life. This is my philosophy, which I try to live by.
Topic 39. A goal you want to achieve. Success. 1. How would you define success?
There are so many ways to define it. I believe success is feeling my life is worth living and being a good person to those around me. If I have a partner, or children, or relatives dependent on me, I would consider it a success if I were able to provide them with a good lifestyle and everything they need. Success would mean my reputation as a good person travels ahead of me. It would mean I would have a goal and hope for life, and would stand out amongst others.
2. Do you think most people want to succeed in life?
I would imagine they do, but as I said, there are many ways to define success. It is the inborn desire of a human to want to be the best they could be, to want more. Everybody wants life to be worthwhile. They want their husband or wife to be proud of them. They want their children to admire them, and they want a sense of fulfillment. It's natural.
3. When do people most want to be successful?
Well, I would say it's after they realise that life is a struggle and that they must make it on their own. When we are young, we can depend on others and do not feel the need to make something of ourselves. It's when the pressure kicks in and the understanding comes to us that we find we must choose for ourselves whether we will be happy or sad, a success or a failure. When we grow up and are more mature, we begin to have others depend on us, looking to us, and we feel the responsibility to do our part in the world.
4. What kind of success is most important to Chinese people?
Well, originally it was about being a good provider for one's family, finding one's children a good husband or wife, having enough land to live off. But now that China is much more open, people begin to feel success is about making enough money to never have to worry about anything. It's also about giving that feeling of relaxed and easy living to their children. Get them into the best school. Buy them a house so they don't have to work. Hand life to them on a silver platter. This is beginning to be the image of success, and the people of this country are bombarded with advertisements, movies and pictures of the easy life, the rich and famous, and they feel this is the only way to succeed. I myself feel it has downsides and must really consider what I want for my life.
5. Do you think that successful people are always happier than unsuccessful people?
Again, this depends on your idea of success. But whatever it means to a person, if they are dissatisfied with the cards they are dealt and do not realise they can determine their success, then yes, I imagine they are not happy at all. But sometimes those that we think are successful on the outside or what we see of them are not happy. They do not consider their life worth the trouble. So no, I do not think successful people are always happier than unsuccessful people.
Success and reward. 6. How should parents reward their children for success? For example, for doing very well in exams at school.
I believe parents should give their child the sense that success is their reward. They should help the children to feel a sense of pride in their accomplishments